This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is resisting growing domestic and international calls for it to ground a new American-made jetliner that has crashed twice in 6 months, killing nearly 350 people. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Several U.S. senators are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to order an immediate temporary grounding of the MAX 8 jet. Among them, Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
I think it makes sense to ground the aircraft until we have better information.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. government is in the early stages of its investigation into the jet's second crash in Ethiopia, which on Sunday killed all 157 people on board. President Trump on Twitter on Tuesday complained airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly, but he did not call for grounding the MAX 8, which has a unique computerized anti-stall system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Two labor unions representing flight attendants have added their voices to the cause for temporarily halting commercial use of the MAX 8 jetliner. British lawmakers will vote again Wednesday on whether to leave the European Union a day after rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's latest effort to set the terms of Britain's Brexit deal to split from the European Union on March 29th. May urged lawmakers to adopt the deal she negotiated early this week with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker for legally binding changes to ensure that the border between EU member Ireland and Britain's Northern Ireland would remain open after Brexit. Jeremy Corbyn, leader of Britain's main opposition Labour Party, told the parliamentarians the Prime Minister's time on the clock is running out. This is VOA News. Wealthy parents, including Hollywood actors, are among 50 people indicted in the U.S. in what prosecutors are calling the largest college admission scam. Prosecutors say William Rick Singer of California pleaded guilty to orchestrating the scam and is named as a cooperating witness. Authorities say he earned more than $25 million by connecting parents and their children with test administrators and college coaches who took their cut for endorsing bogus applicants. One FBI official said they flaunted their wealth, sparing no expense, so they could get their children set up for success. Convicted child abuser Cardinal George Pell, a former senior advisor to the Pope, has been jailed for 6 years, or going to jail, rather, for abusing two altar boys in Australia. He is the most senior Catholic official to be convicted of such offenses. The Victoria State County Chief Judge, Peter Kidd, on Wednesday, sentenced Cardinal George Pell to 6 years in prison. An attorney for one of the survivors read a statement for him.
Being a witness in a criminal case has not been easy. I am doing my best to hold myself and my family together. I would like to thank the media for respecting my wish to keep my identity private and to keep my loved ones out of the spotlight. I am waiting for the outcome of the appeal like everybody else.
The judge said Pell must serve a minimum of 3 years, 8 months before he's eligible for parole. Pope Francis, former finance minister, had been convicted by unanimous jury verdict back in December. The 77-year-old denies the allegations and says he will appeal his convictions in June. The U.S. Special Envoy for Policy in Venezuela says the Trump administration will announce very significant sanctions on Venezuela this week. Elliot Abrams spoke on Tuesday after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. is closing down its embassy in Caracas and bringing all remaining diplomatic personnel home. Pompeo said the decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. Meantime, the opposition leader and self-declared president, Juan Guaido, is denying the allegation he was involved in the disruption of electrical service across Venezuela. Guaido says government corruption and mismanagement are the cause. The United States denies the president, Nicolas Maduro's, claim that a U.S. cyber attack, that is, on a hydroelectric dam, cut off power to nearly the entire country. And President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, due to be sentenced today in Washington on two conspiracy charges. He was sentenced last week, 47 months for tax and bank fraud. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.